From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Robert Rappaport with In-Depth Arizona. A unique collection of international children's literature at the University of Arizona is getting more exposure. There are about 30,000 children's books stored on the fourth floor of the College of Education building under the banner Worlds of Words. Until recently, one had to know about the collection through word of mouth or university affiliation, but that has changed. The University of Arizona Library System recently partnered with the college to add its titles to the library's searchable database. We'll examine that in a moment, but first, Worlds of Words director, Dr. Kathy Short, explains what the collection is all about.
The collection is a collection of children's and adolescent literature that reflects the kinds of books that are available here in the United States that are set in all different parts of the world. So what we have are books that both children and teens can read as a way to get to understand and know how people think and live in other parts of the world, as well as we have a very strong collection of books that represent the Southwest, so Latino cultures, Native American cultures, books that highlight the Southwest in some way.
Short, a professor in the program of Language, Reading, and Culture in the UA Department of Education, says even though the books are international in nature, the titles usually come from the United States.
So they come from both small presses as well as the larger presses that are here. We do have books that are brought to us directly from those countries. That's a smaller collection. But primarily what we're interested in is what are the books that teachers, librarians can use here. The collection is around cultures rather than Library of Congress or Dewey Decimal. So that if you want to look at books set in Asia, you can go right to that section and see fiction, nonfiction, all kinds of books, but they're all gathered together.
Dr. Short says the books typically are used for research by students, scholars, and even the local community, although the books must remain in the library and cannot be checked out. She says now that the catalog is online, she hopes more people will learn about the collection.
They have cataloged all of the books that are in this special collection, and they'll continue to catalog the new books that we add. And so those books are available on the library catalog, and more specifically, they're available on WorldCat, which anyone can access from, you know, it's a database that can be accessed from any place in the world, from any other library or institution, so that people can get the sense of what we have here. And we also plan to sponsor events with authors and illustrators who come and are sharing their work in the middle of this collection.
While the titles are online, the books are not readable online, so the only way to see them is to visit the College of Education. Tom Marshall is the team leader of the technical services team at University of Arizona Libraries. He says growing the library's database with departments on campus has been an ongoing project.
We started with the Arizona Health Sciences Library back in 2007 and 2008. We did the Poetry Center Library in 2008-2009. And then last year we returned to the College of Education and started looking at their collection again.
Marshall says he already has had some positive feedback about the inclusion of the children's books in the campus library's database.
One of the reasons we were interested in doing it is the fact that there probably isn't a collection out there that's quite like it. I got a lot of feedback from them once we did that initial part of the collection about 5 years ago, that they had a lot of walk-in traffic afterwards, that folks had actually found the records and wanted to use the collection, and that's what libraries are there for.
Tom Marshall says most of the collection has been cataloged now and is available for online searching at library.arizona.edu.
We probably have a few stragglers that we're still working on, but for the most part, all their collection is cataloged and available in our catalog and in worldwide as well through OCLC's WorldCat.
Worlds of Words currently is in the process of raising money to renovate the current 55-year-old location, which was an old computer lab in its last incarnation. The cost is expected to be about $1.5 million. You can learn more about the book collection online at wowlit.org. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.